T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I wish to promote you, Mr. Presley.
I believe I can be great.
Some people wanted to put me in jail.
It's Wells moving.
Don't so much as wiggle a finger.
I'm going to show you what the real world is about tonight.
And that.
This may be the second most anticipated movie of summer, right after Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick. That's a clip from Elvis, starring Tom Hanks, starring Tim Lammers. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Paul. Hail to the king, baby. I'm going to do my Elvis impersonation for you.
I thought you had a cold or something. Laryngitis.
Well, that's as close as I'm going to get, cold or not.
Too much scotch. It's okay. I'm not judging, but...
No. But you know what? You say second most anticipated. I think you're right. I mean, look, I love the original Top Gun. I loved the sequel, Top Gun Maverick. And being a lifelong Elvis fan,
yep,
I was really looking forward to seeing Elvis, which I have. And it met, if not exceeded, my expectations.
Yeah. Good. Well, that's encouraging. And how does Tom Hanks do that? I mean, he's, you know, a little bit older. And how does he play a younger Elvis?
Well, it's actually not Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks plays Colonel Tom Parker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, believe me.
That explains a lot. Okay.
Yeah, what they did with the Forrest Gump. I mean, anything is possible. I mean, no. He actually is donning very heavy makeup prosthetics, has this very weird accent as Colonel Tom Parker. And this movie really is about the relationship of Elvis's longtime manager and the unscrupulous things that he did to manage Elvis and really took advantage of him, let's be honest. And, this young fella named Austin Butler is an Elvis clone.
Okay.
I mean, he looks like him. He's got that dangerous feel about him, that charisma. He sounds like him. He actually sings some of the songs performed by the younger Elvis. So, I mean, this guy is extremely talented, and I'll go so far as to say, look, he is heading down the same route that Rami Malek did as Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Wow.
I think he is that good. So, you know, the movie, Hanks, the thing that's turning people off about him is this weird accent, and you know, I looked up the real Colonel Tom, and his accent is nothing like Hanks is doing in this movie. I don't quite understand what the point of that is. But he's still Tom Hanks, and he's still very good in the film.
Mm-hmm.
But Austin Butler, again, with as much pressure as he has on his shoulders, he really does carry the entire movie. A lot of people have played Elvis before. I thought Kurt Russell in a TV film was actually really good. But I think that this is next-level stuff right here. They really, director Baz Luhrmann has found a true diamond in the rough with this guy.
That's amazing, because think about it. How many Elvis impersonators must there be all around the world? And to find the best Elvis fill-in, good for them. I'm looking forward to this. Is this a family-friendly? Is this PG?
Maybe it's PG-13. You know, honestly, I don't recall any of the F-bombs or anything.
Okay.
And there might have been. I think, you know, if any parent, if they're concerned about content, obviously this is a warts and all movie, so you're going to get Elvis, you know, and the drug use, and, you know, that really led to his downfall.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. I mean, but what is so great about this film is that it touches upon all of the most important aspects of his life, his family, Priscilla, you know, the events, the 68 comeback special, him going into the army, his run in Las Vegas. There's just so much that they squeeze into this 2-hour and 39-minute run time.
Wow.
And that's a long movie, okay? But I didn't want it to end. My wife was with me, big Elvis fan. She didn't want it to end. I mean, that's how great of a film it is.
And obviously, wall-to-wall music, right? I mean,
yeah, it's wall-to-wall music. You know, obviously, Elvis is singing some of it. You do have some real Elvis footage in there. The weird thing about Baz Luhrmann is he's a great visual storyteller. So this is going to look like anything, nothing that you've ever seen before. Okay, this stuff just pops off at the screen. Lots of edits going on. Lots of different things going on the screen at once. At the same time, while there is Elvis music in there, somehow he infuses traditional modern-day pop music, rap music, and mashes the songs up, and intermittently he drops it in there. It's like, okay, Baz, what are you doing? You know, this is weird. It's certainly not of the time period. It's not of the late 50s, 60s, and 70s. So he just is a very creative filmmaker, and that's always been his M.O. He actually did the same thing with The Great Gatsby about 8 years ago, where, you know, Jay-Z actually produced that picture, set in the 20s, but somehow rap found its way into the picture somehow here and there.
Very cool. Tim, I'm going to miss our chats. Thank you for being a friend and entertaining us and informing us over the years, and I know you will continue. And
yes,
but
yeah.
it's been a lot of fun.
I'm going to be with Jordana and Adam,
nice.
And in their new time slot, Jordana's new time slot, and obviously congratulations to Adam for making the leap from news to hosting.
Yep.
He's really terrific. I've talked with him before, but, you know, I told Chris, I said, yeah, I really wanted some time to say thank you. You know, I've been in this business for about 30 years, and I have been so lucky. I mean, my mentor was Bill Carlson, our late, great, you know, WCCO anchor and entertainment reporter. But, you know, over the years, Diana Pierce, a good friend of yours and mine, you know, folks like Tom Bernard, I've done stuff with, you know, continue to do stuff with. I talked with Charlie Boone at one point. But honestly, Paul, you belong in that Hall of Fame class with all those folks I mentioned. It has truly been an honor and, you know, it's so fun when people ask me, well, what's Paul like? It's like, he's the greatest guy in the world. You are so welcoming and so, you know, you're just a wonderful guy. And I told Chris, I'm really bummed. I'm glad you're at the station still, but I'm going to be bummed missing our weekly chats, you know?
Well, I may call you at 2 a.m. after one too many beers and just talk movies. Is that okay? Would you mind?
You know, Paul, you're certainly more than welcome to call me if you want any recommendations. But, yeah, it has been a true honor and a pleasure. And, man, again, I'm the lucky one here. I'm the one that, I don't know, you don't like the word legend, probably, Paul, but I've had an opportunity to work with so many legendary folks, and you're one of them.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you, Tim.
And Jordana, too.
Yep.
I love her, too.
Yep.
I love both of you, and it has been so much fun to be on the air. I think it's, gosh, the past 3 years, if not longer.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Tim, keep it going. I'll be tuned in to Adam and Jordana and you 9 to noon weekdays starting next week. Thank you for making it fun, and thanks for educating us about film and streaming, and I really appreciate what you do. But I appreciate the heartfelt words, and back at you.
Back at you, brother. We will talk soon. And again, text me anytime with them recommendations. I'll shoot them your way.
I'll call you at 3 a.m., okay?
3:15. Give me 15 more minutes of sleep. Okay.
Thanks, Tim. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.